One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Adrian is dead.
He's not dead.
He has figured out a way to be invisible.
You're acting against nothing.
Right.
It's just...
literally.
Literally. There's nothing there. Because she's a crazy woman and this is all in her head.
Yes.
Welcome to another episode of Katie Afraidy on the Fangoria Network. Woo-woo. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. And at the top of the show, I always say this at the end of the show, so I'm going to say at the top of the show, make sure to like, subscribe, follow us, Katie Afraidy on everything. It's awesome. It's fun. We have a great time. Give us a rating. Good one, bad one, preferably a good one.
Yep.
But hey, give us a bad one. Why not? I dare you. Just do it or don't. I don't care. I do care, please. And if you like Fangoria, you could subscribe to their magazine subscription with a little promo code KatieAfraidy25. Ooh, that's fun. But you know what else is fun? This person sitting next to me. She's delightful. She's hilarious. She brings me joy. She's a comedian.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Krista Quinn. Hi.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on.
Anytime.
You came, it was like the room knew you were coming.
Yeah, I almost broke down the studio.
The lights were falling, cameras were, wires were breaking.
Crash and burn, you know?
And it's like, wow, it's almost like the Invisible Man was here. Oh, wait, because that's the movie we're doing. Invisible Man 2020.
2020.
Do you remember that year?
No, not at all. Blacked it out completely.
What
How
happened?
About you?
It's a rough year, man. Rough year. I broken up with, didn't get a graduation, was in LA, was sent back to Wisconsin. It was awful.
Oh, did you go back?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I was here, and then I had to be sent back home because I did like a study abroad in LA. Yeah.
But now you're here.
But now I'm here.
She's back in action, guys.
She's back.
Look at this.
We need to talk about this movie. Oh, my goodness.
Dude, the best movie ever.
It was actually the last movie I saw in theaters before COVID hit.
Oh, really?
Because I saw the premiere of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I forgot it was in 2020. I was like, yeah, I saw it the other day, and then I realized that was like 4 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what?
What is time?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you mentally still think it's like 2016?
Basically,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm 24 still in my head, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In my head, I'm actually 13 still in my head, so that's a whole other issue.
You look great.
Thank you so much.
Anytime.
I just graduated this eighth grade?
I think something like that.
Something like that, yeah. I'm going into high school soon. It's going to be great.
Hell yeah, those were some great times.
Dude, epic times.
Epic.
So, before we get in the movie,
yeah,
let's talk about horror movies in general. Are you a horror movie fan?
I like thrillers.
Okay.
They're like my favorite, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I always used to get confused between horrors and thrillers, you know?
Yeah,
they're basically the same,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they go hand in hand. I feel like horror definitely has more.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit more.
And they can be funnier, right? Horror a little bit, or is that wrong?
Well, I feel like you need comedy in horror to have those, even if it's like a dark, twisted humor.
Perfect.
You need something, which is perfect for us.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Because we're sick.
Yeah, we're sick.
Right in the head.
Right.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Exactly.
So bad. So sick and twisted. It's so part of the fun, though.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you said you saw The Invisible Man first time in 2020.
Yes.
Did you see it in theaters?
I did. Well, I didn't know what it was about. When I first saw the title, I thought it was a movie about my dad, you know. And then I realized it was a horror movie. So it turns out, you know, I liked it. So
damn.
It was great. Yeah.
I mean, it still is. That still sounds like a horror movie.
It is and was. Yeah. But yeah, I went to theater, saw it.
Yeah.
And then I watched it again recently and I forgot like how slow it kind of was in the beginning. But still great.
Oh,
still
yeah.
Still a great
yeah.
flick.
I remember you sent me a text like, this is so slow in the beginning. I'm like, yeah, I remember it being slow in theaters, and then again I was like, God, this movie's slow.
I was like, why is nothing happening? Like, there's just like dead scenes of her just standing there, like the first half hour.
Yeah, but
I was like, I liked it though.
Oh my God, yeah. Right? It's so, I remember watching in theaters and being frustrated because it's basically, you know, just about a woman, you know, everyone thinking this woman's crazy.
Yeah.
And no one believing her that her ex-
Scientist
boyfriend,
maid, husband. I never confirmed if they were married or not.
Let's double check. Abuse. When it says when Cecilia's abusive ex takes his own life and leaves his, I didn't know he committed suicide. But okay, and leaves her his fortune. I thought he
5 million.
She suspects his death was a hoax. Is a series of coincidences turn lethal. Cecilia works to prove that she is being hunted by someone nobody can see.
Mm-hmm. So he's so obsessed with her, he just starts stalking her. Why can't I have someone be that obsessed with me? Is my question first of all. You know,
I don't know if you want that. Like, you're sitting in a room and you're like you just say a joke to yourself and someone laughs. You're like, hey, Jeremy, why are you, Jeremy, why are you in the corner?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing, buddy?
Is that you? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting quiet. Oh, you're on the ceiling now. Oh no, I can't see you, but I can hear you. You're very loud. He's more of a plotter when he like walks. You know.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
I know all about that stuff,
dude. I don't want to think about the science too much because, you know, obviously it's just a movie, obviously.
Obviously.
However, I feel like something like this exists, and how would we know it exists? There could be someone in this room right now.
There might be. Maybe two people. Two very attractive people.
Us.
Nobody knows.
Does. Hi. No. Yeah, they're just in the corners, just watching us.
I know. I know.
It's so. Do you ever have that
riveting?
Riveting. Yeah. Yes. Do you ever have that feeling when you're home alone and you're like, I don't know if I'm actually alone right now.
All the time, and I'm 36. It's a problem.
Yeah. You know?
I'm terrified of life. Must be deep trauma. Nobody knows.
That's a little bit of everything.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
I'm scared of everything constantly.
Me too.
Have you had an ex that has been crazy enough to maybe do this?
I mean, which one are we talking? We've had a few.
Had a few?
I think they'd...
We've had a few exes.
Did I just talk in the third person?
You did.
I've had... Kristen's had a few. Christy's had a few.
You referred to yourself as your legal name. You know it's serious when
it
they're
is.
Like, it's the legal name you got to pull
legal
out.
Name. But I think they'd be too lazy to make the suit. You know, like, they do the stalking.
Yeah.
But when it came to... If it came down to it, they'd be like, I don't want to do the whole thing. You know? How about you?
No. No, no.
Not yet.
No, not yet. Not yet. Hopefully.
We've got time,
ooh,
Katie.
Hopefully.
We've got time.
Hopefully. I mean, there's a lot of comedians at the, you know, in general who probably would, probably would do it to me. It'd be scary.
Yeah.
The
they're out
community.
There.
I'm scared.
Just got to hit the streets for a few days.
Yeah, but also, you got to admit, you know, say what you will about the guy, okay? Say what you will about what's his face. I always forget names, and everyone knows.
Me too.
I'm terrible at people's names. His name is Adrian.
Adrian, yes.
Adrian... You gotta admit, though, no guy has ever put that much effort into a relationship, and you might have been toxic, but you gotta give him some credit.
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of romantic in a sick way, right? It's like, I don't know.
I'm gonna watch you sleep, take pictures of you as you sleep with a high schooler, because, you know, you're staying with your friend.
Yeah, and he even drugged her with Klonopin.
How nice.
Which is, I know.
That's so sweet. And then impregnated her. Like, baby, I want to start a family with you. How nice.
Right. She didn't even have to think about it. It was already done.
Why can't I get a nice guy like that?
I'm told you, it's coming.
It's coming. Whether you like it or not, you won't even see it coming.
Yeah, literally.
Because it'll be in the, yeah. It'll be, oh, God. Yeah. It's so just creepy to think about.
I know.
Because you're like, I, you know, whenever I'm home alone, I'm like, there might be someone in this house.
Do you look under your bed?
No, I have too much stuff under there on purpose. So I'm like, no one can fit underneath here unless they're a gremlin. Yeah. Then we're fucked.
Gremlins.
Sponsored by Gremlins.
Sponsored by.
But no, no one can fit under my bed. How about you?
I actually have some rugs under there. You know, like those big ones you rolled up, and I shoved them under just for that reason. Because I'm paranoid. I'm a paranoid comedian like you.
Yeah, I'm scared. We are women and we are scared.
We are scared.
We are so scared.
Yeah. You have mace?
I don't know how to. I've never actually sprayed it before, so I'm like scared to spray it.
I did when I was drunk once in college.
Okay.
We had to like evacuate the whole top floor I was living on. Not so good, guys. Be careful with that stuff. It's scary.
It's bad. But in this case, it would help with the, you know, well, I don't know if it would help with the invisible man because you can't really see him.
Yeah, how would you know where to spray?
You spray everywhere. I think there was one scene where, oh my God, Scientology. What's her name? Allegedly. No, she is a known Scientologist. I have to keep saying.
Oh, yeah, the other lady.
Elizabeth Moss.
Oh, yeah, I liked her in it. She was good.
She was amazing. I mean, you're acting against nothing.
Right.
It's just
literally
there's nothing there because she's a crazy woman and this is all in her head.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is again so upsetting and one of my least favorite genres in horror is when they're just like, we're just gonna make the woman seem crazy.
Right.
And
I'm like, we already get enough of that.
Yeah. And it just no one believes her, and she's like, there's a guy in the corner. They're like, okay.
Right. They're like, sure. Even when she writes that email, she writes an email to her sister, or she doesn't write it.
Yeah.
Adrian. What's Aiden? Adrian?
Adrian.
He writes it.
He writes an email.
The invisible man.
But her sister doesn't believe her.
She doesn't believe her. And it's like, I'm going to kill you.
And it's like, it was like, I never want to see you again. I hope you die. I'm going to kill you. Don't like, da, da, da. And it's like,
yeah, why'd she believe that so fast? Wouldn't you call someone up and be like, yo, are you fucked up? Are you on drugs?
Dude,
what's going on?
Sisters. Like, say that shit all the time, yeah. I think, you know. I mean, I don't have a sister, but I assume that I would send her emails like that constantly.
Yeah, just
you know,
daily.
If I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to kill you. You're the worst thing that ever happened. Right. But then at the end, I'll be like, hey, are you good? You're like, yeah, I just needed a nap. I'm good.
Need
a little quick little nap.
I was a little hungry. We're good now.
Yeah. I had a brownie. We're fine. I'm good. I'm totally fine.
Yeah,
what was the dot? No, so James, she was staying with James.
Yes.
And then
he was cool, huh?
He was
kind of sexy, too. I'm just gonna say it.
I think, yeah,
right.
I agree, and with his daughter Sydney and Cecilia, who's Elizabeth Moss's character, like that relationship was so sweet.
Yeah,
she, you know, Adrian was like, "I'm gonna give you $5 million."
Oh, that's right, and he gave her all that cash. We said that already, though. But yeah,
yeah, and like, okay, and his creepy brother is like, yeah, I have to read this letter. And her sister's like, no, you don't.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's like, no, we're going to read it later.
Later. He's like, no, but now. But like, no, but later. We can do it later. Okay, later. Let's do that later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was creepy.
The brother was so creepy.
He played that part great, didn't he?
Oh, great actor.
Yeah.
Because of that movie, I wouldn't want to be around him. But I'm sure he's a lovely person. I'm sure, again, what's his name? Let's look. Let's see.
Let's look it up real quick.
In the movie, it's Tom Griffin.
Tom Griffin.
But in real life, in real world, his name is Michael Dorman.
Oh, Michael Dorman. Yeah, he did a great. He played a great creep.
His eyes are just phenomenal.
They are.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he
terrifying.
Was great.
Absolutely terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Very. This movie, but again, this movie is just gaslighting 101. If you want to learn how to gaslight, watch this movie.
Exactly. Take tips. Take notes.
Take tips. Take notes.
Notes. Lots of notes. It's very helpful.
It's scary. Oh, when Elizabeth Moss, Cecilia, she's in the room with Sydney, and she's like sitting, there's somebody in the room, and then the slap.
The slap.
Adrian slaps
Lapser.
Sydney.
Hard.
Hard. And
Like, she enjoyed it.
Oh my God. It's like, you're hating kids now. And then, of course, you know, James is like, I'm taking my daughter away. You need help.
Yeah.
And that's when we realize that, okay, you know, especially up until that time, you're like, is something happening or is it actually her? We don't really know.
Right. We're not sure yet.
And then we start seeing her being dragged across the room, being like
violently,
violently, and just like being like flipped over things and like just weird shit happening. And the scariest moment for me, at least, was the paint.
Oh my, yeah, the paint.
So she calls Adrian's phone because she's like, I know you're here. Mm-hmm. And she hears it
right up there,
right up in the attic. So she gets a ladder, climbs up in there, finds his phone, and it says, she gets a text that says, or he gets a text that says surprise.
Yep.
So she hears noises, whatever. She hears something coming up the ladder, and she takes a paint bucket and just douses it.
There he is.
And there he is, right there.
In the suit. Yeah.
In the suit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that suit was slimming.
That thing was nice.
That thing was nice.
Better than Spanx.
Again, no man has ever put that much effort.
No.
That's a well-crafted suit.
Take notes.
Take notes.
How did he get all that paint off him, though, in the sink?
Ran around.
Oh, and it just kind of...
Yeah. Well, he also had time because the ladder fell and she had to get down.
That's right.
Which I was more concerned about that. I was like, I think I would just stay up there.
Me too.
I think I would just stay
up
here.
He's not going to get up here. I'll die up here.
No, I'm just going to hang out up here. Yeah.
That's what I would have done too.
And
too much for me.
And then the most upsetting moment besides that, they're at a, she reaches out to her sister and is like, hey, we should meet in a public place. I have something to tell you. I have proof that
scene makes me hot.
The Adrian is alive, that he's here. And they're at this place, they're talking, and her sister's actually like listening, believing.
Yeah. The fancy restaurant,
The fancy restaurant. And all of a sudden you just see, like, they're talking, she's believing her, and she looks over and she sees there's a knife just floating. Slashes her neck, and everyone's just like, oh, and then of course just right in Elizabeth Moss's hand.
Yep.
And she just holds it.
Yeah.
She just holds
it. Why didn't she put it down?
If you would have dropped it and been like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like, put it down. Hey, why are you?
She holds it for like a good 10 seconds.
Enough for someone else to be like, oh, you stabbed that girl.
Right.
Not to be like, hey, she committed suicide. She did it to herself. I'm sorry.
She should have thrown it.
I would have thrown it. I'd be like, I don't want to touch that.
I'm like, I don't know what happened here.
I don't know. It wasn't me.
The chef came out. I don't know what happened.
It wasn't me.
Yeah. Apparently she was too shocked.
Yeah. At that point, you're like, I can't believe you did this in public. Right. He's with me everywhere.
Yeah, couldn't he have done it somewhere quiet? You know, but he had to make her look crazy.
Yeah. I mean, because again, if he makes her look crazy, she loses the $5 million.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Which, I mean, she did. The you know, she ends up going to a mental institution. And, of course, Adrian's just chilling in the room with her the whole time.
For, like, 3 days. Or however long. For a while,
it
right?
It felt like a while.
She didn't hear him breathing once. He's just kicking it in there in his suit.
Where does he go to the bathroom? What does he eat? He's got to be hungry.
He's got snacks in his pocket or what?
You see him like crunching on some chips. You're like, God damn it, Adrian. There's like crumbs everywhere.
He's like, sorry.
There's like Cheeto prints. You're like, what are you? Adrian.
Like, what's happening
here? What are you doing?
He's like, sorry, I got hungry.
Because he's been in that suit for a long time.
Yeah.
We have questions, Adrian.
We got lots of them.
And we want answers.
A lot of them.
Lots. Yeah. It's not okay.
No. How long was he in there for? It was days, right? He's just chilling while she's in the
psych ward?
I feel
like it had to be...
How creepy, too, just watching her.
Again, does he not... What does he do for work? Who's his dog? Who's taking... Well, I guess the brother's taking care of the dog in the business because he's dead.
Ah, yeah. Zeus, right? The dog Zeus.
Yeah, Zeus was so sweet.
So cute.
So sweet.
So cute.
And it's sweet that, you know, Elizabeth, throughout, she keeps coming back for him.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to come back for you take you for real.
Yeah, he was a cute dog.
Cute dog. But again, Adrian, what are you doing with your life?
Right.
What are you doing? And, you know, they get to the brother and Elizabeth are talking.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you need to sign this because you committed a crime.
Right.
And you're no longer mentally fit to...
To
you know,
receive the
$5 million.
Right.
Or, off the record, have the baby because you're pregnant. My brother impregnated you. And I know about it because I helped. It's actually my baby. I love you. Yeah. I was like, do you have a thing for...
Right.
Elizabeth, what do you, are you both obsessed with her?
Who's like that loyal?
Like
to
what?
Their psychotic brother.
Like what in the like Wattpad? Do you know what Wattpad is? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, what is going on?
Something.
What fan fiction?
Right.
What in the fucking fan fiction are we reading right now? What's going on?
Yeah.
Spook. Have the baby. Would you have the baby?
Hell no.
Yeah.
For every reason.
Yeah.
You know?
First of all, kids.
Yeah.
No.
No, thank you.
Second of all.
Good thought, but not for me.
Adrian's. Uh-uh.
Yeah, no.
No, thank you. Although, I mean, again, he's so loyal.
So, yes. Yeah, that dedication.
It's just
kind of unwavering. Makes me happy a little bit.
You know? It's like, sure, it's toxic, but it's like.
Yeah. You know? I mean, my boyfriend can't even be in the same room with me for 5 minutes now. You know? We love each other, but it's like, I got to go.
Yikes.
When you see a stalker like that, it's very impressive.
Yeah, stalker more like husband material.
Right, yeah.
Lover.
Gentlemen out there.
Jake Nance.
Just saying. I'm just saying. Who was that creepy guy in that? Remember she goes to like the job interview and passes out? Where was that at?
That was towards the beginning.
Oh,
but,
that's right.
But
okay,
yeah, she has a job interview. And
that guy was creepy too.
It's also when she started noticing like weird stuff happening.
Yeah.
Like, because she opens up her portfolio. He's like, oh, can I see your portfolio?
That's right.
And she opens it up and everything's gone. Mm-hmm. It's like, she's like, I'm really sure.
Yeah.
But I put everything in here. And it's like, okay, you're good. Just send it over. And she's like, no, I'm going to freaking pass out right now.
Right.
And then she stands up and just, boom.
Yep.
You know, takes a little quick nap.
Yeah, and she's out. Benzos.
Again, she could have still gotten the job
if
she didn't pass out.
Yeah, exactly. He thought she was cute. Remember, he's like, he said something weird about her looks.
Yeah.
It's a little weird. He was strange.
Yeah, everyone, all the men in this movie were like
creepy.
Strange and weird and creepy. Except James. We stand James.
Yeah, James.
James is a king.
If you're out there, homie.
He's a king. Elizabeth Moss tries to escape the mental institution.
Yeah.
And but you remember how she does it?
Oh, yeah. Tell me again. Tell me.
She's like, I'm going to try to kill myself. And she takes
arm. Oh, yeah. I think I like blacked that out because I couldn't watch.
The Adrian grabs her and she's like, I found you.
She's like, I'm not having the baby.
Stabs him in the shoulder so she can see him.
Yeah.
And then shit starts going wrong.
Yeah.
And that's when like the security guards start coming in. They of course are all heavily armed.
Yep.
This place.
Oh, wait. And there's like a million of them.
They keep coming and they're like, stay on the ground. She's like, no, he's behind you. And then, of course, you know, everyone gets shot.
Yeah.
And like there's like guns floating. People are flying. There's like blood splatter everywhere.
Like, Adrian all of a sudden has like, he's not only invisible, he's got superhuman powers.
Dude, he's jacked. He's jacked.
Adrian. He will kick your ass. How is it? It's like one punch and these guys are like dead.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Wow.
This guy has it all.
Dude,
he's sexy.
Throw me through a wall. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, wow, what a guy. What a guy.
He's
what you want.
Perfect.
In a man.
Really? Ugh. Yeah, just chef's kiss right there.
He's also the actor is like not ugly too, so that, you know.
Right.
He's playing a bad guy, but you're like, is he really bad?
Right, right.
Yeah. Is he really bad? I love you. Sorry, what?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he killed them all though, right?
Yeah, all of them. All of them dead.
Dead.
No mercy.
No mercy.
No mercy. And then they go out when it's still pouring rain, which it's so stressful, that scene.
Yeah.
Because they're in the parking lot in the pouring rain.
It is stressful.
And it's Elizabeth not only trying to escape, you know, the psych ward
to
safety, but also trying to make sure that she doesn't get caught by Adrian.
Right, 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 right. Yeah.
So it's just that chaos, but also you can't see him because it's the rain.
Right.
You can be anywhere.
Always a rain scene in a good horror flick.
Oh,
right?
You gotta.
Every time.
You gotta.
Every time. Dude, I literally blacked that scene out with her hitting her arm because it made me, something with the wrist makes me like sick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, other things for me. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
like a human centipede.
Yeah. That, yeah. Girl, yeah.
Yeah. That,
totally
that
bizarre.
Whole movie, I blacked out. All of them. All three of them. Thanks, Sean.
Never saw it. I'll check it out after this.
Don't. Yeah. Or do. It's up to you. If you want to throw up, that's up to you.
Yeah, sometimes it's a good time.
It's on your, you know? It's on your, you know, on your time.
Yeah.
Yeah. They hurt. They hurt.
She's in the parking lot.
She's in the parking lot, and I forget how she finds a car. Whose car she gets into.
Yeah. She just kind of manically
gets, oh, no, because she pulls up, she, like, because there was a dude, and she, like, there's a dude. Makes sense.
There's
it was, like, a random civilian, and she, like, takes him out of the car.
She kicks him out.
Yeah, and then calls
and his wife's
Jane.
On the line.
Yeah, he's like, hey, he's good. He's fine.
Yeah.
He's good. I'm always terrified of that happening, mm-hmm. where someone's going to be like, get out of the car, and I'm going to be like, no.
Yeah, I'll be like, I can't do that for you.
I can't.
Kill me. All right.
Legally, I can't leave my car.
Yeah.
Legally, I will die. But I also will die if I don't get out of the car. So it's a double.
Exactly.
I'm just going to. It's okay. Yeah. Don't worry about it. I'm just going to drive away.
You
should get the next car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an old woman.
Yeah.
I got a lot.
She has less time than me.
I got more to live. She's on her way out. Just kidding. No one should die.
Right.
Everyone stay alive. This is a joke. This is a fake scenario. Mm-hmm. It's not real.
Right.
It's haha. Exactly. Or is it?
Is it?
This has happened. It's not. This is real. This actually happened. This is a real scenario. It's actually happened. It's real things.
Real things.
But Adrian's now going after Sydney, the James's daughter.
Yes. Yes.
And Sydney's home alone.
She calls to warn him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so they both go sprinting back, and mm-hmm. it's like a race against time, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian gets there first.
Yep.
Sydney.
He's got his gun. He's ready.
He's got his gun.
Yeah.
And Sydney's like, has her pepper spray. Hit him. Does hit him.
Yeah.
Doesn't do much, though.
Nope.
Because, you know, the suit's it's pretty strong.
Yeah.
And
it repelled it.
It repelled it. And because it's a nice suit.
It is
it's slimming.
It's quality. But did you see the machine he used for that thing?
Dude.
Top notch, baby. He went for it.
Shit's nice.
Shit was expensive.
He spared no expense.
Yeah.
We spared no expense for you.
Literally.
It's like, fine, I'll come back. God,
exactly, dude.
No, I wouldn't. Or would I? I don't know.
Nobody,
you know?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. I mean, in that situation, I probably would just jump off a cliff. But then he'd pull me back.
Yeah. He'd be like, you're not going anywhere.
That's just terrifying when you can't even, you know, take yourself out of the equation.
Yeah. You're like, I don't want to play anymore.
I was like, well, you know, no, you don't have a choice because I will be everywhere.
Right. Yeah. Every step.
Every step. I will be there.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's comforting, but also like terrifying.
Very. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now James and Adrian are, you know, going at it.
Yep. They're going for it.
Going for it.
Yep.
And that fight was also epic.
It was epic.
But also sad because Adrian didn't stand it. No, sorry, James didn't stand a chance.
Yeah, which made me sad.
Just beating up Adrian, and the daughter's just sitting there screaming.
I know,
it's
I'm like, can you get up?
Get up!
You're
get
useless.
I was like, you had the pepper spray. Where'd that go?
Right.
Where was that girl who was willing to fight back?
Yeah.
Now you're like, my dad's gonna die.
Yeah,
and
she's
so
just like,
am I.
Back down. I'm like, can you go for it?
Like, you see him, like, jump on his back. Do something.
Yeah. Why is it all? It's always like that with these horror movies. Like, there's one person that should be doing something.
Yeah.
And they're just sitting back and watching the show.
Yep. That's
very frustrating.
Yep. That's they want you to. They want that.
They want you to
they
feel
want that,
that
frustration.
Yeah.
You need that. You need that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know. Elizabeth comes in and shoots, you know,
saves the day.
Bang, bang, bang. Pow, pow, pow.
Yep. Exactly.
It's not Adrian. Oh my God. It's the brother.
Yeah. She pulls it up, the mask, and it's him.
Yeah.
Reveal. Who would have known? I think that was coming or no?
When I first saw it, no. I remembered something weird like that happening. I just couldn't remember when because
same because it had been a while. Same. I was like, oh, yeah, it was the brother.
Oh, yeah.
What a sicko he was in on it. I kind of like that guy. You know what I'm talking about?
You liked him? He's like, my brother and I impregnated you. You like that? That is what you liked about it?
You're like, never mind.
Never mind. Take it back.
Let's keep going.
Cut it out. Anyways. So the weather we're having is great.
Yeah, it's a lovely day today.
Oh, it's great. It's awesome. It's perfect. Oh my God. But of course, you know, Adrian's still alive.
Yeah, he's still out there, as in good horror movies, they always are.
Because
right?
Where is he?
Oh, yeah, where is he again?
In the basement.
Oh, yeah.
Tied up.
Uh-oh.
He was there the whole time. It was the brother.
The whole time. Yeah.
Oh, look like he blamed somebody else. Mm-hmm.
Oopsie daisy.
Yep. Oh, but sorry, hey, Adrian. Cecilia, come on over.
Yeah.
And have dinner.
Yeah, let's just eat together normal.
Eat together on our enormous dining room table.
Yeah, and they're always so far apart.
How are they not screaming? Like, I talk quietly.
Me too.
So it's like, how are you not, like, how, sorry, what did you say? Like, yeah. I can't hear. And then you're clinking. I'm like, that's, yeah. Why aren't they sitting closer together?
Yeah,
I don't.
Like, to the side or something. Yeah. You know?
Rich people, answer us this question.
Because they really hate each other.
They really hate each other. They need to have so much space.
Yeah.
Like, you're not, it's not like they have, like, a feast.
Right.
You know, it's like you're eating a single plate. It's like you could sit next to each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird. I know they want it to be dramatic.
Yeah, and, rich people.
We have some questions.
We got questions.
And we demand answers.
We do. Yeah.
But
she keeps it together at that dinner. She's very calm and collected because she's smart.
Yeah.
She's thinking.
And she's like, I just want you to admit that everything was you.
Yeah. She's like, just do it.
Just do it. Just, I know it was you.
And he's like, no.
It's silly.
It wasn't me. What does he say again? What does he come up with? He's like, what does he say? I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Me either. I think he's just like, I think he's just being real charming, you know? And he's like, what do you mean? I love you. Let's have a life together.
Yeah, I want, like, right? we could make it so we could, you know, we can make this work. Sure, we had our problems before. But
she's going along and.
Yeah, but she's also like panicking on the inside.
Oh,
but
yeah.
She's like,
heart rate's just going through her. Sweating.
And then he comes up to her and, you know, is like, you know, da da da, like, I love you. Let's make this work. And she starts crying and she's like, I should go clean myself up.
Right.
And he's like, you're right, you should.
Yeah.
Because you're a fucking mess. Like, okay. You're right. Thank you. Also, the trust also on him, stupid to just assume that she will go along with it again.
Right, yeah.
So
he just
that
thinks
was.
She's, this is a problem with these serial killers.
Yeah.
They think that you're stupid when you play along.
It's like, you got to assume that they're smarter than they are.
Right.
Because then you're one step, you know, it's just.
It's a lot of layers here.
You got to think about it.
Yeah. Lots to process.
They don't. And so Adrian goes, sits back down, you know, going to go eat some food. Munchies. Uh-oh, there's a knife next to him. Oops.
Oopsies.
Now you don't have a throat.
And he's gone.
Bye-bye.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's very proud of herself in that moment, too. It's great.
Oh, yeah. And the acting on it where, you know, she comes back in because, you know, you can see the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's, like, camera footage.
And she
comes back and she sees the body. She's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
He killed himself.
Oh, she does great.
She does great. She's calling him. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, my God. He killed. And then, like, she backs away where the camera's not seen. She's like, yeah. Surprise. That was me.
It was me.
I did it.
And then she, remember when she goes outside with James, she's like, remember? She like convinces him.
Yeah.
She's like, he did, or what did she say exactly? I don't remember.
He killed himself,
she's
right?
like, he killed himself. Right? You know, those crazy eyes with like, agree with me or you're next.
The crazy Scientology eyes.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I have to keep saying. Allegedly, because I've made some bold statements on this podcast But remember, it's a silly, goofy, ha-ha podcast, and I'm a comedian who should not be taken seriously.
That's right.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Me either.
But, you know, and then she walks off into the, you know, up the stairs with the dog.
With Zeus.
Into the new world.
And now her life can begin.
Yeah.
But now she's got to find somebody else who's going to give that commitment. So, did it really begin?
Sponsored by Hinge. Find somebody who will give you this commitment.
That's how I met my boyfriend.
Did you actually meet him on Hinge?
Yeah. Hinge. They're out there.
And they will find you.
And they will find you forever.
And they will keep finding you again and again and again, whether you like it or not.
Yes.
They will be in this room.
Yeah.
Do you have any other favorite moments in this movie?
Man, I think we covered most of them. I think we did. Yeah.
I can't
think of any. Can you?
The what the fuck moments were the knife, and it just, again, just the overall gaslighting.
The gaslighting
is
terrifying. Very, you know, gotta love a horror movie with a good old throat slit too.
So many throat slashes.
Just
which
seamless.
Honestly, that might also be one of mine. The throat slash.
Right. Oh man.
I just think that's like the worst way.
Me too.
I mean, there's a lot of bad ways to go, but like that, because it's like, it's slow, and then
torture.
It's Like, yeah. You're like,
you know it's happening.
Oh.
Very scary. That's why we have stuff under our beds.
Yeah.
Okay. Because of moments like this.
Yeah. Like, I have a knife next to my bed. I have a couple. I have a bunch in my car.
She's like a doomsday person. She's got a whole setup.
I have a prep.
For serial killers.
I have a separate apartment that's just loaded and ready to go.
Yeah.
I actually sleep there. No one knows where it is.
Be careful. The Invisible Man's probably floating back and forth.
I only pay in cash, so it's good.
Under the table.
They're
stuff.
Never going to find me.
Never.
They're never going to find me. But I do think the end is like...
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's good ultimate revenge. But
agreed.
They were saying that there's going to be another Invisible Man, Invisible Man 2. That was like rumored.
Interesting.
But I feel like it's too far now where they shouldn't.
Right.
But also, they make movies like 30 years later. So
yeah, like the Scream franchise.
Oh, yeah. Scream should never die, but Scream 7.
Yeah.
Might need to take a break.
Yeah, they went a little wild.
Yeah, I think we just need to take a little break. Everyone needs to take a nap.
Yeah.
Eat some food.
Let's chill
wait
for
a
minute.
Bit. Yeah. Find a new producing company real quick.
I'm available.
And, separate that and then just bring everyone back and pay them a lot more.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. This is a great question I have, and I know that I also have to think about what I would do. If you were to have this Invisible Man suit, what's the first thing you would do?
Oh, man, that's a good question. And a very hard answer to come by.
I know.
Scare the shit out of people, I guess. I don't even know. Just like start going to open mics or shows, and I'm just talking in the microphone, giving jokes.
Heckling people, but no one can figure out who's heckling.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good.
Right?
That's actually pretty good.
It has to be comedy related.
Go on stage and
start
fucking with people.
Yeah.
But they're like, am I going crazy? So then they film, people are filming them like comedian goes crazy.
Yes.
But it's only at one club, so you think it's it's haunted.
We got an idea. Maybe this is
not
a movie idea.
It's not the invisible comedians.
Yeah.
It's just comedians who have... But then it's like... I feel like that's like a waste of our time. Is that a waste of our time?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I think it's a value. But then it's like we go viral.
Right.
I'm thinking about like, you know...
Long-term.
Branding.
Big stuff.
You know? Okay.
Yeah. And right before they do the punchline, we give something else.
We hit him in the nuts.
Yeah.
He's like, whoa, I don't, like, is he having a heart attack? Is he okay?
Good old nut punch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And never fails.
And notice how we're only saying his or him.
Right.
Because we want the women, like all male comedians. So we have to get a bunch of female comedians to go and do this to male comedians.
Sign ups tonight, guys.
Yeah.
9 p.m.
We're going to take names.
Yeah.
And just,
it's on.
You know. It's going to be great. It's going to be epic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Terrific stuff.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So out of 10, what do you think?
You know, if it wasn't for such like, it was so slow in the beginning, which I forgot. If it wasn't like that and there was a lot, it's a movie though, right?
Yeah.
Like it's, and I kind of like the suspense. For me, I'm giving it like a solid 8.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How about you?
Dude, I gave it an 8 when I first watched it and I was like, well, we'll see if that changes now.
Yeah.
No. Solid 8.
Solid 8.
I liked it. It's good.
Yeah.
You know, it has its issues, obviously, with the slow stuff. But overall, I think this movie needs to be watched in pitch black and with surround sound.
Agreed.
Because when I first watched it in theaters, I was terrified because the sound design is haunting.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
It is creepy.
And you feel like, even after the movie, that someone, you know, I didn't feel it as, you know, this time I didn't feel it, but I felt like when I first watched it, I felt like someone was, you know, in the room with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I felt like there was somebody always there. So
the silence did that.
The silence, yeah. So
true.
It's like,
I
need that, more of that, you know?
Agreed. I rewatched it during the day just to like get it, and I was like, it didn't work as much.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, it needs to be in the dark. So there's a tip if you watch it.
Or in a theater, if you can find a theater that's playing it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you have money, be like, hey, can you play this movie? Bribe the person.
Exactly.
Like,
shouldn't be too hard.
Shouldn't be too hard.
Right?
Yeah. That's fine. We're fine. We're good.
We're good.
But thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
Oh, dude, a blast.
This was a great time.
So where can the people find you?
Instagram is Christy Quinn. I'm like, where can you find me? Is the Invisible Man watching?
Invisible Man, yes. My address is Social Security number.
Mother's maiden name. My Instagram is Christy Quinn Comedy. KRISTY Quinn, like Dr. Quinn, medicine woman. Comedy. And that's me. Yeah.
Dr. Quinn.
Yeah, you ever see that show?
No.
I'm old. What? I'm old, guys. It's an old school show. It's called Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. Okay. I think my grandma used to watch it, though. So, yeah, it's old school stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I feel like I'm being segregated. And I feel like I'm. It's okay.
Hey, that's not a bad problem to have.
It's okay. I can't help it. I was born. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry. Thanks, parents, for nothing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And
this was great.
Thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft Studio Gear.
Thank you guys so much. This was great.
You can find Filmcraft Studio Gear and all their fun stuff at Filmcraft LA on Instagram and filmcraftla.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to give some shitty advice.
I'm ready. I'm for it.
About the movie before we leave. So my advice, honestly, would if you got a man who's willing to make, I'm assuming this was honestly billions of, this has to be $1 billion worth of, you know, equipment.
Yes.
That this guy was, you know, Adrian.
Minimum.
Was dude. Stay with him. Honestly,
have
this guy is going to go the distance.
Yes.
You know, stay with him. Honestly, that's terrible. That's really bad advice. It's really, don't do that. Or do, you know, but
do
I think
you.
Do
right?
you. But yeah. Suss it out. But if he's willing to, you know, do that, maybe you could sell the equipment.
Think about it.
And then make money.
Yeah.
Maybe join in on his evil shenanigans.
Yeah. I mean, he has it all set up for you. So I'm with you.
Might as well.
Yeah.
You know? That's
I couldn't
it.
Agree more.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, girl.
Well, on that note, see you next time and stay spooky.
Show yourself!
Surprise.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.